We start today's program with the latest on the Arizona Coyotes. The National Hockey League's line in the sand regarding the Coyotes just got brighter and deeper. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has sent a letter to state legislative leaders telling them the league is committed to keeping the team in the Valley, but not in Glendale. In bold letters, Bettman's note says, quote, "The simple truth, the Arizona Coyotes must have a new arena location to succeed. The Coyotes cannot and will not remain in Glendale." Bettman also called on the legislative leaders to support SB 1149, which could give the team the opportunity to move to the East Valley or downtown Phoenix. Coyotes owner Andrew Barraway followed up with his own statement that Glendale is no longer an option going forward. With me to talk about these latest developments is John Shannon, broadcaster for Sportsnet in Canada's Hockey Central. Now, John, how significant is Gary Bettman's letter?
Well, I think it's significant, Steve, when you talk about Glendale. You know, there's a real belief, I think, amongst the power brokers involved in this, that Glendale's out there telling legislators, you know, we're the only arena they can go to. We're the ones that they like, and don't vote for any of the bills because we have a good arena. And I think that's what the letter says. It says, listen, if they're telling you this, it's not true. It's not a great marketplace to have an NHL building and an NHL team, and we need a better one in the Valley of the Sun. I don't think at all that it's a derogatory letter when it comes to the game of hockey in Phoenix. It is certainly that when it comes to Glendale.
Are there other markets in the NHL, whether Canadian markets that used to have teams that don't now, that sort of wonder why Gary Bettman has this love affair with Phoenix? Because, of course, many people here are hockey fans, but there's always the reputation, why do you keep trying to push it here? There aren't enough fans there. But he is basically saying, well, you'd have the fans if they were in a better spot for the arena.
And if the team won. I think that that's a factor as well. The team performance has, let's face it, has been poor over the long run. The team performance this year, in a year where I think there was a lot of people sold on the new system of managing a team, has been poor. But yet they have some bright young players. You know, as far as other markets, well, we all know that Quebec City would take the Coyotes next Tuesday and would sell out on Wednesday. But market size, Phoenix really is three or four times larger than Quebec. The footprint that the Coyotes serve in the United States is, in my opinion, and I think an opinion of a lot of people, much more important than going back to Quebec City.
And John, going back to Gary Bettman's letter, is this unprecedented? Is this the kind of thing that an NHL commissioner would have ever done in the past for another market?
I think the biggest difference, Steve, between this one and any others is this one got leaked out. Mr. Bettman has been active in almost every city that's had a new building or is on the verge of moving and trying to convince people to stay. He was very active in Atlanta trying to keep the team there. He was very active in Edmonton when there were major issues between the owner of the Edmonton Oilers and the city of Edmonton about their new arena. And it took 8 or 9 years to settle. In the end, if you talk to people on both sides of the picture, the city of Edmonton and the Edmonton Oilers, they will tell you that there would be no new arena in Edmonton without Gary Bettman and his stealth style of negotiating between the two sides. To me, this is just another level of negotiation. It certainly feels and looks harsh when it comes to Glendale, but at the same time, I think that in the history of this franchise, Gary probably thought that this was the time to write the letter when there were things being said about the market by Glendale that just he felt weren't true.
There are communities, there are leaders, political or otherwise, who don't necessarily like some person with an organization telling them or encouraging them how to do their business. Could this backfire on the NHL?
Yeah, it could. It could backfire, but that's when you do have a Quebec City in your back pocket. That's when you do have discussions with the city of Seattle. There are other arenas that are NHL ready that perhaps, I'm not suggesting that there's been discussions, that perhaps could be in place to take an NHL arena, the NHL team. The fascination for me, Steve, in this one is that the arena in Glendale is operated by Anschutz Entertainment Group, AEG, who happen to own the Los Angeles Kings. And so in many ways, what Gary Bettman is doing is trying to protect the best of what he views as the franchise from one of his business partners in AEG.
If we're looking at the clock, if we set the clock 1 year from now, if the Coyotes don't have some sort of an agreement, let's say this legislation doesn't go through, but the Coyotes still move forward, try to get something in Scottsdale or Mesa or downtown Phoenix, and in a year nothing has been settled, then do we start fans here? Do they need to start thinking about maybe losing the team?
Well, you know what? I that's always going to be a conversation point, Steve, that what if, what if? I think that we all thought the Tempe project was going to work, but when ASU backed out, then we were worried about that. There are different ways to skin this cat. I'm not sure a year from now we'll be talking about that other than saying, well, we've got another year in Glendale, and let's see how many more times Gary Bettman can go and try to find a way to get a new arena in the Valley of the Sun.
John Shannon is a broadcaster for Sportsnet in Canada's Hockey Central. We've been talking about the latest on the Arizona Coyotes.